this is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2056, recorded on Thursday, the 11th of April, 2019. This week's Chatterbox is accompanied by a separate memory stick with the recording of the April 2019 edition of EDP Norfolk. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always love to hear from you. Part one of Chatterbox will be read this week by
Don Cleaver
and me, Alison Aplin. We have one new listener joining us this week, Mrs. Sylvia Gilbert of Kirstead. Welcome to Chatterbox. We hope you enjoy our weekly recordings. Next week, as you probably know, is Easter week. We are hoping that, thanks to special efforts by the Royal Mail, you'll receive your memory stick on the normal day, Saturday the 20th of April for most listeners. But as it is a holiday weekend, there's a risk that some listeners will have to wait until the Tuesday after Easter Monday. So, if your stick is late, please don't worry. We are all geared up to record next Thursday as usual. But let's get back to this week. We'll have the usual news items from the evening news this week, plus letters from readers, information desk, and three features, two of them written by Derek James. And we'll start, as usual, with some of the stories making the news in Norwich.
You may have heard last week about the St Giles House Hotel, which closed its doors suddenly, making staff redundant and leaving creditors with unpaid bills. Our first story continues the saga, with customers being turned away and refunds on cancelled bookings being refused. Later, we will hear some reactions from evening news readers to this story. Two other very different stories were headline news this week. One was Norwich City's apparent progress towards promotion to the Premier League, slightly dented by their failure to win on the 10th of April. The other story related to the homeless bus, which was supposed to be giving shelter to the homeless, but has not yet put in an appearance.
Customers are being turned away from appointments at St Giles House Hotel and Spa and having their refund requests refused. The news comes after the Norwich Independent Hotel announced that it had entered liquidation and had not paid staff or creditors for some time. Instead of refunding vouchers issued under its former management, new bosses are directing refund requests to liquidators. But the new team are insisting that wedding and other event bookings will be honoured. Verna Litchfield visited the hotel the day before its liquidation was made public and said she knew that something was wrong. Mrs. Litchfield from Sheringham said that she arrived for her pedicure on Tuesday to find the doors to the hotel locked. Having been let in through a back door, she found beauticians standing around inside the empty hotel. They made me a cup of tea while I waited for my husband to come and pick me up, and I asked the beauticians what was going on, Mrs. Litchfield said. The front of house lady then came running over and was very defensive. It was at this point I knew something was wrong and asked for my money back. Mrs. Litchfield was told that she could not be refunded for her vouchers totalling £121 and would have to email the manager. Having called multiple times and emailed since, Mrs. Litchfield has still not heard back. When approached for comment, a spokeswoman for the hotel directed people looking for a refund to its insolvency practitioners, F.A. Sims and Partners.
Norwich City fans answered the call to create four walls of noise to roar the Canaries on in their championship clash with Reading last night. As the players came out of the dressing room, Carrow Road sung its heart out whilst displaying mosaic tiles to spell out their support for the team. The Canaries, who currently sit 6 points clear at the top of the Championship, started their league run-in with a visit from Championship strugglers Reading. in a bid to help shout, sing and scream the city to the title, a campaign has been launched to encourage fans to help raise the roof in Norwich's remaining home games. The campaign is launched by EDP and Norwich Evening News publishers Argent, and has the support of both the club and supporters group Along Come Norwich. The Sing Up the River End campaign aims to boost the atmosphere even further around Carrow Road and replicate the amazing work carried out by Barclay End Norwich and Along Come Norwich in the Barclay Stand this season. The support drove Norwich forward, as in the last 5 minutes of the game, City were able to score 2 in 2 minutes, but Reading equalised in the 6th minute of extra time.
Questions have been asked over a fundraiser's failure to deliver a converted double-decker bus to give shelter to the homeless. Eric Hewson from Helsdon announced his plans to bring a bus owned by Reading-based The Ark Project to Norwich in November last year and said he needed to raise £15,000 to buy the bus and kit it out. Fundraising began in the name of Harvey Lewis Truswell, who died in 2017 and who had helped the homeless, and with £12,000 given by an anonymous donor, it appeared that the project was on track. But those involved with the bid, including Mr. Truswell's family, now have concerns over the fundraising and have carried out their own investigations. A meeting was called between the interested parties at the Whiffler pub in Helsdon, with Mr. Hewson due to attend. But he didn't show up, he said, due to family circumstances, leaving fundraisers with more questions. Claudia McInally, a family friend of the Truswells, expressed concern that some of the £1,437 donated on a GoFundMe page had been spent on phone bills, takeaways, and withdrawn into Mr. Hewson's bank account. But Mr. Hewson said there was other money going into that bank account and that the donations would be ring-fenced for the appeal. Mrs. McInally said they had never seen the £12,000 reportedly donated by an anonymous benefactor and questioned whether the money had ever been pledged. The website for the appeal has since been shut down and the name of the appeal's Facebook page changed to Homeless Bus Shelter Norwich. Mr. Hewson said, Sarah, Harvey's mother, wanted me to close the Harvey Lewis appeal down and I transferred the money into another account. I haven't done anything wrong. Ms. Truswell said, Harvey was always helping the homeless off his own back. He was like it from when he was a tiny little boy. Mrs. McInally said when she contacted the ARC project, she was told that no money had been forthcoming for the bus and that it had been sold to a charity which was able to pay up front. This was despite Mr. Hewson posting on Facebook to say the project would open on the 1st of April. ARC project chief executive Michael Longsmith said, "All I can say is that he's not paid us anything." But Mr. Hewson said, they never sent me any bank details. I've been chasing it since February. I've been asking him for bank details. He wanted us to set up as a charity or a community interest company. Facebook messages did show Mr. Hewson repeatedly asking for bank details, but also revealing that the full £15,000 for the bus hadn't been raised. As recently as February the 15th, Mr. Hewson posted, "So we raised the money and just brought the homeless bus. We are looking for someone who can tow back our bus from Reading to Norwich instead of driving it back." Asked about this, he said he thought he was within reach of buying the bus. But he said he was now looking for a new bus and the project was still going ahead. "I've still got that £12,000. Mrs. McInally said of the apparently empty promises to deliver the bus, "It has tarnished Harvey's name and everyone else's and their families." The group said they'd reported the case to Action Fraud, who confirmed that they were looking at it.